Above a horizon of clouds, more than a dozen stars outlined in gold swoop downward to form an arc above a gold-lined name, Paramount. The name and stars assemble over a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Then a phrase underlines the logo, a Viacom company. Paramount Pictures presents an Apatow Roth Arnold production. A light turns on in the bedroom of a teen with dark curly hair.
Hello.
So what do you think?
About what?
About tomorrow. It's our first day of high school. If we want to be popular, we just have to be proactive.
Calm your proactive ass down. Saying you want to be popular guarantees it isn't going to happen.
I'm going to get a girlfriend. Think that's possible?
Anything's possible, Wade. Just don't be needy. Gotta let it come to you. And one more thing. From now on...
In a different house.
I don't want you to call me Ryan.
Wade sits at a desk.
Call me T-Dog.
T-Dog?
Yep.
What does the T stand for?
I don't know. But it sounds better than our dog.
Yeah.
You know, like if a hot girl went up to you and she goes, hey, have you met T-Dog? Man, did you see what T-Dog did today? Man, that T-Dog is crazy. That sounds like a guy everyone will want to know.
Hey, do I need a nickname?
You have one. Skeletor.
That was last year. I look good now. I'm filling out.
All right, name one part of your body that filled out, Wade.
Name one part of your body that isn't filled out, huh?
I'm not trying to offend you.
I'm just saying you shot up too fast. You're freakishly skinny.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're too fat, and that's equally unattractive.
You want to go there?
I'm sorry. It's just I want things to go well, you know?
Sorry I said you're freakishly skinny.
It's okay.
You're just a star.
Hey, go to sleep! It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you, crazy?
Dad. Stepdad.
No one.
Give me that phone. A
man storms in, hangs up Wade's phone, and tosses it back to him.
Go to sleep.
Wade's stepdad scowls as he heads to the door.
How about some chicks on the walls in here? It's like a nerd paradise.
The next morning, worn black combat boots sit outside a makeshift shelter made from a patchwork of tarps. Through a slit in the material, a middle-aged man peeks out. Below a mane of shaggy blonde hair, he squints at the daylight, then climbs out of the shelter, clambers upright, and stretches. Wind rustles vegetation along the hillside where his campsite overlooks the Pacific Coast Highway, beachfront homes, and the Santa Monica Pier.
And make the donuts.
A title appears over the view, Drill Bit Taylor.
Hoorah!
In his magic-themed bedroom, a football to the back awakens Wade.
Touchdown!
Twin boys jump on his bed.
Dad said, get up.
It's not my dad, he's your dad.
Fine, the guy who does your mom says, get up.
Leave.
Loser.
Meanwhile, a smiling woman enters T-Dog's room.
Morning, sunshine. First day of school.
She pulls his covers back, waking him.
Since when did you start sleeping naked?
I'm in high school now, don't you remember? I don't like elastic squeezing on my ass when I sleep.
Okay.
Lanky Caucasian Wade takes a shower.
Hey, what are you doing in the shower? Not Rachel, that's right. Nice to see you.
In his own shower, T-Dog pumps his arms.
Put your hands up. I'm the best white rapper you've ever seen.
Wade examines his armpit.
Oh, hair.
At an outdoor shower beside the beach, the shaggy-haired man showers naked. Women gape at him from a car. A rollerblader sees him and trips. In a kitchen, Wade's stepdad sits with his sons at the dining table.
What's up, winners? You stoked?
Uh-huh.
Pedal to the metal?
Yeah.
All right, who's a winner?
I am.
Morning.
A woman serves eggs as Wade enters.
Look at you with your magic stick.
What'd you think?
Magic is stupid.
No, honey.
Mom.
What?
You forgot the sausages.
At T-Dog's.
I'll get the sausages.
Come on. I'm hungry.
All right, I'll get the sausages.
On an off-ramp.
Excuse me, listen, I'm really sorry to bother you. My family and I, we just ran out of gas, and we're trying to get to Disneyland.
We're on our way to church. Maybe that's where you ought to go.
Thank you. Have a great day. Can you help out a veteran?
Toting a cardboard sign, the shaggy-haired man approaches stopped cars.
What's your name?
Drillbit.
Listen, Drillbit, I wasn't born yesterday. I don't want you using this on any marijuana or rye whiskey, okay?
You got my word on it.
You know what?
A balding motorist uncaps a marker.
You're right, not
you
for pot
have to write.
There. Yeah.
He writes on a bill.
Not for pot. You're gonna feel pretty silly if you try to buy weed with that, won't you?
At Wade's house.
Remember, put your best foot forward. People decide what they think about you in the first 5 seconds. You know, you should hit the weights with the boys and me.
I'll pass.
We'll get you in the gym. We'll beef you up. Look at these guys. Show them. Give them a gunshot. Give them a crab.
The twins flex.
Where's the sun?
Yeah, look at these guys.
They're freaks.
Not in my house.
At T-Dogs.
Have a great day. Okay, love you, Dad.
Clad in a robe, T-Dog hangs up a landline and joins his mom in the kitchen.
So what'd your dad say?
He told me to have fun.
Wow, great parenting. I don't know how we're surviving without him. Sorry.
It's okay. He's a piece of shit anyway.
Thank you, honey.
At the off-ramp, a pretty woman in a convertible pulls up.
Enchanté.
Light changed. Okay.
She speeds away.
I love you.
Another car rolls up.
You're late today.
Hey, get a job.
You get a job.
I already got one, giving money to you.
How you doing, Mrs. Lampanelli?
All right.
You look beautiful today.
You're a liar. It works for me.
Go on, get out of here, you nut.
And don't spend it on food. Porn only.
On a suburban street, Wade waits with a smaller kid.
First day of high school. It's kind of scary.
Man, sucks taking the bus. Sure, last year we were the oldest, so we got to sit in the back of the bus. But now we'll probably have to sit in the front. The losers.
We'll be all right. You have to have a proactive attitude if you want to be popular in high school. People decide what they think of you in the first 5 seconds.
Through glasses, Wade stares ahead nervously, wearing a backpack over a red and black button-up.
I think you're a dork.
Conceding, Wade nods. T-Dog approaches.
Oh, Wade!
Oh, no.
This is uncool. We can't start high school like this. You gotta be shitting me. Come on. Please, am I dreaming here?
No.
We're never allowed to buy the same shirt again. Whoever sees it first gets to buy.
You guys should wear red ribbons in your hair, too.
See, we both look like dorks. Go change.
No. I'm the one who was planning on wearing this.
Wade, I run the mile in 21 minutes. How fast do you think I can go?
Wade sprints down the sidewalk.
Go, hurry!
I'm going!
A school bus approaches.
Wade! Bus!
Perfect!
Come on!
Wade hurries back.
What a way to start high school, huh?
The bus pulls up. The driver opens the door and eyes their matching shirts.
Let me guess, 2-for-1 sale at Hot Topic?
You're dead.
Later, the bus sits at the bottom of stairs that lead to the entrance of a huge high school. Wade and T-Dog gaze up at students heading in.
First day of our high school careers.
All right. Let's light this fuse and see what happens.
All right.
The pair ascend the stairs.
Are you guys part of a bowling team?
Two girls laugh at them. The guys continue inside. Wade checks a slip of paper and heads to a locker at the end of a hallway.
Last one.
T-Dogs is across the way.
Hey, at least it'll be easy to find each other.
Yeah, I'll just look for the kid with the same shirt.
Wade tries to open his lock to no avail. An Asian girl with long hair and glasses watches.
Come on!
No, you have to spin it a few times first to get it to work.
Wade looks back at her sheepishly.
Oh, thank you.
She walks away, and Wade absently spins his locker comm. Through the sea of students, two upperclassmen carry a boy by the back of his clothes.
What are you guys doing?
Shut up!
T-Dog and Wade watch the spectacle.
Is that the boy?
Man!
Here we go.
That's not for me. That's for my boy.
They stuff the small boy into a locker.
This is bad.
Oh, this is good. At least we know we're not the biggest dorks in school.
Maybe we should say something.
It's survival of the fittest.
Gotta say something. I got to. I have to.
Say something. It's hilarious. The kid fits in the locker. Come
it's
on.
It's not funny. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. Stop!
The upperclassmen relent and eye the moppy-haired freshman. Wade's eyes widen.
Whoa.
One of the upperclassmen, a blue-eyed thug, locks in on Wade.
I mean, you don't have to, but,
Harry Potter. Need to keep your big mouth shut.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
The small kid bolts from his locker.
Hey!
Run! Everybody run! It's not safe here!
Hey, check this out. Matching shirt geeks. Yo, Ron, these bitches really want to wear the same shirt. Let's make them wear the same shirt, huh?
The blue-eyed thug and his buddy Ron shove T-Dog and Wade toward one another and button them together inside their shirts as other students spectate.
There.
The girl with glasses sadly turns away.
You better keep that shit on, because if I see you trying to take it off, you're dead. And you know what happens? If one of you dies, both of you dies. Because you're Siamese queers, bitches!
Later, T-Dog and Wade enter a classroom, still bound together. A blonde teacher smirks.
That's very cute. You look like those Velcro monkeys who hug each other.
That evening.
How was school, Wade?
We made so many friends, I can't even remember all their names.
Great! Oh. You gotta be in it to win it.
I am in it.
At dinner, Wade high-fives his stepdad, then cries into a cup of milk at T-Dog's.
Yeah. So school went well, huh?
It was great.
It couldn't have gone better.
Aw, it was the shirt, right? I'll have to get you more of those.
At Drillbit's campsite.
Hey! What are you doing? That's my stuff!
This is city property. Nobody's supposed to be camping out here. Your stuff's in the dumpster around the corner.
In a dumpster? Come on! My taxes pay for your salary.
You don't pay taxes. You don't even have a job.
What else you want to remind me of? I don't have good health care? I don't belong to a good gym? Go back to the village, people. Damn!
The next day.
But today is the first day of our high school careers.
Yes, it is.
Confidently, Wade and T-Dog head into the school. At a table advertising a photography club, the girl with glasses signs a piece of paper on a clipboard.
There she is. This girl came up to me at my locker.
Make a move.
What move? I don't have a move.
Wade meanders to the table, casually stealing a glance at the pretty girl. Watching from a distance, T-Dog grins. She finally looks up, noticing him, and Wade averts his gaze. He signs himself up on the paper as she moves on. Cockeyed, T-Dog watches Wade follow her as she signs up at another club's table. Watching her as she leaves, Wade distractedly signs up for the club.
What'd you sign up for?
Photography and,
He checks.
Asian heritage.
Asian heritage, huh? I like your commitment.
Yeah.
Hey, buddies. Remember me?
The kid the bully shoved into his locker waves.
Oh, Jesus H.
He wears the same shirt Wade and T-Dog wore the day before.
Guys, why aren't you wearing them?
Why are you talking to us?
Well, I just want to say thank you for helping me out yesterday and all. You guys are definitely the type of people I'm going to want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Emma Dosterhaus, by the way. Hi.
Wade, that's T-Dog.
T-Dog, you know, that's a really cool nickname. Hey, can you guys give me a nickname?
You need to ditch this guy. He's like a stray cat. Once you feed him, he'll never go away, okay?
Hey, no secrets, T-Dog. I'm off to your sister.
Look, Siamese queers had a baby.
I guess that makes them triplets now, doesn't it?
Well, actually, we still wouldn't be triplets. You see, they'd be my parents, and I'd be the baby.
Don't get smart with me. I said you're triplets, and I think that you guys need to get into his shirt and be triplets.
We can do that.
You know what? Emmett, shut up. Look, you really have to do this crap, guys? Come on, give us a break. It's the second day of school.
Hey, I like this kid. Oh. Yeah. Double stuff's got an attitude.
Students working a school snack window close shop.
Yeah, we have to do this shit, because it's hilarious. This school is boring. Watching you freak out amuses me. And yeah, it's just the second day of school.
So guess what?
It's gonna keep coming, coming, and coming.
The blue-eyed bully seizes Wade's neck and flicks his forehead. Later, Wade and T-Dog use urinals. The bullies grab them, turn them so they pee on each other, then shove them into the urinals. A stall door swings open, revealing Emmett hiding atop a toilet. Later, Emmett, Wade, and T-Dog walk the halls soaked in pee. Then, in the library, the blue-eyed bully dumps a can of soda on Emmett's laptop. Emmett gapes as sparks and a plume of smoke erupt from his computer. Later, kids pass Wade trapped inside a display case.
Help me.
T-Dog finds his locker decorated in beefcake photos of celebrities. Football players laugh while the bullies observe from nearby. Another day. The bullies pants T-Dog, Wade, and Emmett in the hallway. Outside, Wade sits with the photography club, including the girl with glasses. The blue-eyed bully walks over, grabs a disposable camera from Wade's hands, and stomps it to pieces. Wade picks up the remnants in stride and looks through the viewfinder. As Emmett pees in the bathroom, the blue-eyed bully picks him up, spraying urine around the room. T-Dog is hurled at a locker. Emmett hangs from a classroom door by a messenger bag. It slips and he falls. Wade gets slammed into a locker. He falls and is kicked. T-Dog's held down in a swivel chair, which the bully sent careening into a wall. At a cafe playing chess.
Bernie.
A bearded guy holds a sign reading, "We'll smoke your weed for food."
Come on, give me one match here.
Drillbit scratches off a lotto ticket.
Damn it, look at that. God, I can't even get one card. Not one thing.
State of California just robbed me, Don.
Beside him, a long-haired man sneaks Drillbit's scratch-off coin.
Where's my quarter?
Did
did you see my...
Why y'all was looking at me?
Is the pill bottle... I figured, is that a castle or...
Don, did you just take my quarter?
No, I didn't take your quarter, drill bit. Not my fault you can't keep track of your finances. I don't know why you're spending all your money on this dumb stuff anyway.
You're unbelievable. I gotta get out of here. I can't take this anymore, man. Rich people don't like us, and the tourists are scared of us. When they see Bernie, they're terrified.
Terrified.
They're not scared of me. I'm sexy.
Sanitizer?
Yeah.
Bernie gives Don a squirt, then squeezes some in his mouth.
I'm like a bird. I just want to fly north. I'd like to go to Canada. What was it last year? I think it was. I was going to go to Iceland.
Reykjavik.
That was last year. Yeah, but the thing about Canada, if you go high enough north, the government pays you to take the land. Yeah. Look, man, the beer is twice as strong. They don't lock the doors. That should appeal to a man like you. And what about a British Columbian girl? Does that sound like a pretty potent mix?
Yeah, that's not too bad. I kind of like that.
Okay, now, man, check this out. One-way flight to Canada, $287. You got to throw in $50 to bribe. What do they call it? The
Mounties.
Yeah. The Mounties. Another, want a good winter jacket, $80. So we're talking $387, and it's a new life. Roll on.
I dig it, man. Follow the dream. Chase that thing. How you can come up with that kind of money, though?
Get a job. As an Army Ranger, there are a lot of people dying for that. Watch this kid play Hendrix. He really jams. Look at him.
Yeah, there he goes.
Yeah, I like how he looks a little bit like Hendrix.
Drillbit and Don watch a musician.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a buck. I'll give him a couple bucks.
Buck? Give him a compliment, man. Give me a buck.
Later that day at T-Dog's two-story home with a three-car garage, Wade and T-Dog sit on a living room couch watching a video with a scantily clad woman operating power tools. Wearing a Cats the Musical t-shirt, Emmett dances across the room.
Why is he in my house? You trying to attract after-school bullies? I'm here because Wade invited me to be here. Because I'm your friend now. This fantasy land you live in, Emmett. Their rides.
Stop picking on him, all right? This is our guy.
I don't want him to be our guy.
Well, the good news is, I think I found a solution to our problems.
Kill Emmett.
Now, bear with me. This might sound stupid, but I was on the internet last night, and there's a bunch of sites where we can hire a professional bodyguard.
What do you mean by a bodyguard?
Like he beats up kids that bother us.
A bodyguard? Wait, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. We should just be men and fight these kids.
Are you serious?
Of course not. I've never been in a fight. Have you seen those high school fights on YouTube? Kids are brutal.
The next day in the principal's office.
He gave us an earthquake when you're peeing in the urinal.
Shoved me in a locker. And he put my head in his shirt and called us Siamese queers.
Their bespectacled principal stifles a laugh.
How's that funny?
It's not funny. It's just, it's rare that, you know, kids say things that surprise me. Siamese queers. Well, I never heard that one.
He jots a note on a pad of paper.
What would you like me to do?
We really just want it to stop.
So are they pretty much free to say whatever they want? Or am I allowed to defend myself?
Oh, no. Principal Doppler, I thought this was going to be anonymous.
In this country, we give the accused the chance to face his accusers.
Terry, come over here for a second, will you? Now, we've known each other for... Yeah, have a seat. What's your take on this?
Hey, guys.
The blue-eyed bully offers a handshake.
Be polite.
Emmett obliges.
There you go.
Wait. Hey, T-Dog. Give me a pound.
Reluctantly, T-Dog fist bumps Terry.
Yeah, Principal Doppler. Sir, I was really excited about starting this new school year. I'm not gonna lie. Who knows? I maybe was hazing them a little bit. But I'm sorry. I really am.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking responsibility. It's refreshing.
He doesn't mean it.
You need to call his parents in.
Now.
He didn't have any parents. Well, not in this country anyway. They live in Hong Kong. He's an emancipated minor.
What does that mean?
It means he's legally an adult. He answers to no one.
Emmett's eyes widen.
He's above the law.
Later on the steps outside the school.
What a nightmare, huh?
Yeah.
The guys spy Ron and Terry in a car.
Oh, crap.
The bullies smirk at them.
Oh, no. Run.
The terrified freshmen hurry the other way. Terry throws his car in reverse and takes off after them. Burning rubber around a corner, he follows them down a suburban street and onto the sidewalk, taking out a mailbox, then chasing them around a tree. Harry's car churns up a lawn. The boys sprint through an open garage into a backyard where girls lie face down on beach towels and bikinis. The boys sprint past, but Wade and T-Dog return to the girls, snapping photos with their cell phones. While Terry and Ron drive around the neighborhood, T-Dog poses for photos with the girls. Emmett runs back.
Have you guys lost your mind? Come on, let's go!
Go, come on!
Wade and T-Dog hurry after Emmett. The trio scales a fence just as Terry's black car pulls up.
Oh, no!
The boys panically run away. Terry backs up, following them down the street toward a closing garage. The boys dart toward the garage, their bullies hot on their tail. Wade and Emmett duck and slide under the door, but T-Dog lands on his belly outside. They pull him through just as the garage closes. Terry's car comes to a stop inches from the garage door. Ron headbutts the garage door, and Terry pounds it with his hands.
You gonna rat on me, boys? Trying to get my parents involved in this situation! Now I have to make it my mission to destroy you punks!
Hey! You kids get the hell off my property! I'm gonna give you 3 seconds, and I'm getting my shotgun!
No,
you better get out of here right now!
An old man points a baseball bat at the freshman and opens the garage.
1, 2, 3!
The door rises, revealing the boys' bullies have left.
Go, go!
And stay out, you gangbangers!
The trio bolts from the garage. That night, Wade's at his computer writing an online ad in search of a bodyguard. Elsewhere, Drillbit types on a laptop at a cafe. A man approaches his table, toting a cup of coffee.
Hey, get off my computer!
Keep your shirt on.
Come on.
The next day, at a coffee shop.
If this doesn't work, I'm gonna kick your ass.
When it works, you're going to kiss my ass.
How are we gonna know which one's the bodyguard?
T-Dog, Wade, and Emmett look up as a hulking man in dark sunglasses and a tracksuit sits across from them. With a sigh, the hulking man shakes his head and removes his shades. He eyes the teens incredulously.
Have you ever done this kind of thing before?
I work for the hardest gangsters in the world. Key Lolo, Shinobi. Hey, I still work for Tupac even though he dead.
They interview a guy in a suit.
I am Israeli Military Secret Service Anti-Terrorist Squad. So when I kill this kid, do you want me to do it quickly, or do you want him to suffer?
Suffer.
The man smiles.
If you hire Tiger's Protection Services, not only do you get the tiger, but you get the protection of his entire pride.
Another guy shows the many knives inside his coat.
You like hip-hop?
What the hell are you implying I like hip-hop for? Come dressed this way? I like country. You like country? That's the kind of music I like. Alabama, give me some of that. Some Brooks and Dunns. The Dixie Chicks, bitch.
A tattooed man just stares. More men interview.
Kids hiring a bodyguard to take care of a bully? Stupidest thing I ever heard.
Back in my day, if a kid was getting beat up, it's called childhood.
Pick somebody. Anybody. I'll go beat their ass right here, right now, and then you can ask them for a goddamn reference.
How about you, lady? Huh? I'll kick your ass right now.
Close.
A slim, jittery man shuts a customer's laptop.
Yeah. This is very disturbing.
You want an ass kicking?
He shoves a larger man out the entrance and slugs him. The guy hits back. The slim man goes down and the larger guy smacks him with a messenger bag.
What do you do when you're not bodyguarding?
I work at Raging Waters.
I sense great hesitation. Wait one moment. Excuse me. I want to borrow this.
Knife guy grabs a coffee.
Please don't do that.
Oh, goddamn!
He sticks his hand inside.
$2,100 a week.
$10,000 a week.
We're hoping you'd say like around $100.
Not interested.
I hate kids like you.
I can't help you. No one can help you.
The coffee shop door opens. Someone wearing a pair of worn black combat boots steps inside and steals money from a tip jar.
Susan, your double espresso is up.
I'm Susan.
Drillbit steals Susan's drink and continues across the shop. A patch across the breast of his army jacket reads Taylor. Aviator sunglasses adorn his face. Reaching the boy's table, he hesitates a moment, then calmly takes a seat.
I'm Drillbit Taylor.
Drillbit removes his sunglasses and blows on the lenses, then removes a yellow scarf from his neck.
U.S. Army Ranger, Black Ops operative, decorated marksman, improvised weapons expert.
Are you still in the military?
I was discharged. Unauthorized heroism.
T-Dog and Wade share a look with one another.
Yeah, they call it an army of one in the ads, but they don't mean it. Unless they mean the whole army working together as one. But they certainly don't want one man out there kicking ass like an army of one, which is the way I took it. As a bodyguard, I protected 3 vice presidents. Bobby Brown, Sylvester Stallone. Not as tough as he looks. So what's the story? Who do you guys need protection from?
It should be easy for you. Just a high school bully.
Yeah, run into a few of those in my life. What'd you do to provoke him?
He's fat and he's a dork and I'm awesome.
Oh, shut up, Wade.
By awesome, do you mean scared, skinny, and lonely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do we know you're legit?
Come here. Wanna come here. I'm not gonna bite you.
He tilts himself toward T-Dog, who leans in.
I want you to look in my eyes. Take a good look.
Come here. What do you see?
He pulls T-Dog closer.
You looking?
What the hell have you seen?
You want some?
Drillbit turns to Wade.
These eyes have seen unspeakable horror. That's my evidence. That's how you know if a guy's legit.
He shifts his eyes to Emmett.
You need some evidence too? I've seen things you wouldn't believe. I've watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate.
Isn't that Blade Runner?
Look closely, because it's all in there.
Wade takes a closer look.
Boom!
The boys startle.
So, how much do you charge?
$387. A week.
1 second.
I'm not even sure if I'm available.
No, no. You know, we might be able to work up to that. But right now, we've only got $83.
Okay, well, give me that now, and we'll figure out the rest later.
Happily, the boys grin. Drillbit lifts his elbow.
You know what this is? It's a wing. You're under it.
He points under his arm.
All 3 of you, right there.
Later.
Okay, here's the mission plan. Using my expertise at stealthy and covert ops, I'll infiltrate the school where I will watch over you like the Lord Almighty himself. Careful.
They pass a dog walker.
Like the good Lord, I'm going to use some mysterious whistle. You're not always going to see me, but I'll be there, especially when you don't see me. But first, I'm going to need some supplies. I want to go in and get...
Like nunchucks?
Maybe. But a lot of stuff I'll just get from just what's laying around the house. You'd be surprised. Anything can be turned into a weapon of mayhem or destruction.
Even a puppy?
Especially a puppy. Germans used them in World War I. Dahundenstormen, lightning dog. There's attached dynamite to him. Rommel did it. Jerry bastard. Now listen, one
thing. House.
They stop at Wade's place.
Wow. We can go in. Nobody's home.
Let's hit it. Deploy, soldiers.
Soldiers, cool. You hear that, T-Dog?
Beeline, front door, single file. Officers first!
Drillbit races them to the house. Inside.
You, give me a bowl of cereal. Go on.
Emmett obeys. Drillbit removes his shades and looks around the well-appointed house. In the living room, he spots a silver serving platter atop of credenza.
Ah, okay, this I'm gonna need. Right here.
What for? You take that my mama ripped my head off.
At ease, Casper. Silver alloy, one of the strongest ever constructed. Prize stop an armor-piercing bullet at point-blank range.
You don't really think it could come to that?
You tell me.
Vilkins is a whack job. He almost ran over us with his car.
He's a menace.
Yeah, he's my dad's favorite, too.
He once cut a kid's arm off with a samurai sword.
Bladed weaponry?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna take any chances. You're now on orange alert.
Drillbit sees a camera.
Okay, now this will be good for video surveillance. Oh, this is good. You can take the guts out of this and use it for wiretapping.
Maybe we use this as a, timekeeping device. I think I'll wear it on my wrist, possibly.
Testing, 1, 2. Mr. Taylor.
Testing, 1, 2.
Can we come back now?
Guys, you gotta go far back. I can hear you.
Alone in the kitchen with a walkie, Drillbit bags up valuables.
They work pretty good.
These are great. These are invaluable. They get a little staticky, though, I think some places in the house.
Why you need all this stuff for? They're gonna give Filkins a beatdown.
I am gonna beat them down, but sometimes after that first beatdown, then they get a little, you know, they want a little payback.
Go, mom.
Exit, go, out the back, go. Just remember, just because you don't see me doesn't mean I'm not there. Go.
Natural.
Drillbit sneaks out.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Barbara, how you doing?
Hi, boys. Who's your new little friend? Hi.
Emmett Osterhaus.
He's not our friend.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. He's like our hamster.
Smell like something?
Mm-hmm. Barbara studies T-Dog.
Ryan, you washing?
Yeah, you?
Funny smell. It's all right. Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Hey, come on, buzz us in.
At a pawn shop.
You're gonna want to see this.
Big money coming
this
in.
This ain't a bunch of aluminum cans here. Where do you want it?
Priceless treasures.
Let's set it down there.
So you don't think these kids are gonna miss this stuff?
No, they got two of everything. They got the iPod Nano. And I don't care if they do, because after this little transaction, well, the old drill bit's taking his act to the Great White North.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to Canada.
Well, that's stupid. You're gonna cut out now?
I'm going...
These kids are a cash cow, Drillbit. You need to hang in there. You don't cut and run. You gotta get in there and milk this.
Okay, come on back. All right, I'll tell you what. I give you 125 for the whole lot.
What?
I just heard you say you took it for some kids.
So? Don't get all righteous on me. Half the store you guys got from crackheads and thieves.
Hey, who the hell do you think you are, man? Let me tell some, those people are our customers. We're not that harsh on them, so you shouldn't be.
How'd you like it if we called you a crackhead? You have called me one.
Have we? Have we?
I think I might have.
Drillbit, Drillbit, come
what
in.
What is that?
Drillbit.
I'm sorry, hold it just a second.
DB149 or 8, come in.
We just wanted you to know that Emmett was holding out on some bar mitzvah month.
Emmett, I don't care how many times you've been bar mitzvah, you're not a man.
I am a man.
No, you're not.
Drillbit.
So we'll have another
milk it.
$50 for you.
Milk it. Grab the udder and milk it.
10-4, good buddy. I will see you tomorrow. Commence radio silence in 3, 2.
The next day at school.
Today is the official start of our high school careers.
Last week's history. Nothing good came out of last week.
You mean best friends?
Nothing good came out of last week. There's the sword. Oh, man, we're so dead. Where's Drillbit, Wade?
Hey, Calvary's here.
Oh, jeez, where have you been?
What's up, man?
Where's my money?
Huh?
Where's my money?
We got $40 we promised, plus we got an extra 17.
I sold my Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Okay, this is gonna be sweet. Can't wait to watch you kick Filkin's ass.
Yeah. What, is he here?
Yep, over there on his car. All right. I want you to be the last face
do?
He ever sees.
What am I gonna do?
Come on.
I want you to gnaw on his skull.
They point out Terry.
Okay, come here for a second. Come here before I gnaw on his skull.
What are you doing?
Come over here. Come here, gather around.
This is serious. I think we're gonna go kick his ass.
Oh, look at Tommy Triggerfinger. You want the blood and the guts. Well, it doesn't work that way. I can't just kick his ass. Physically, I can. But if you kick a bully's ass, then maybe you guys live till lunchtime? And then what? Teach those victims how to kick the bully's ass, and they live forever. Steven Seagal.
So you're gonna teach us how to beat him up?
Like, train us? So we're gonna beat up Filkins?
In a wooded clearing.
What I'm about to show you are top secret Black Ops fighting moves. And it's all about technique. I don't care if you're talking about karate, tai chi, kung fu, praying mantis, kung pao, panda express. It's all about technique. And I want you to watch my technique. It's pretty flawless. Come on, Ryan, charge me. I'm serious, try to kill me. Come on. You ready? Go! Yeah, come on! Ah!
T-Dog runs a drill bit, and the two grapple, evenly matched.
I got ya!
Both tumble to the ground.
Oh, damn it! Okay, tripped right there. That was, the bear hug. Okay, Wade. Come on!
Wade charges drill bit, who puts him in an arm lock, then drops him.
Okay, last but not least, charge me.
Blocking Emmett's attack, Drillbit shoves him away.
Everyone up! Circle me! Come on, let me see some fight from you. Oh, okay, you guys ready for the blizzard? Blizzard, yeah, charge me! All three of you!
The boys pile onto Drillbit.
Truth! Ow, ow, ow! Back up! Three's too many. Three's too many. Stop. Wow, one of you really Charlie horsed me. Okay. Now, it isn't all Oriental martial arts. Sometimes you give a little Mexican judo. As in, you don't know who you're messing with, Holmes. Come on, Ryan, one more, last one. Show me your metal.
T-Dog comes at him, but Drillbit deflects.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Ryan!
T-Dog tumbles down an embankment.
Ryan!
The others see him lying face down.
Was that my fault?
T-Dog finds a shoddy campsite.
Hey, check this out.
Dude, you fell like 60 feet. Jeez, that was crazy.
What is this?
This is a strategic outpost. Got these posted all over the city. Don't even look at it, okay? Now let's get back up there and get to work.
What's this for?
Did you wash your balls in the morning?
T-Dog grabs a window squeegee.
No. Look like a squeegee to you? Or does it look like a weapon with a straight edge and a little mop to clean up the blood?
Later, the boys trek through the trees.
T-Dog, Emmett, this way.
Where's Drillbit?
I don't know.
Wait up.
Should be right up here.
Camouflage and shrubbery, Drillbit jumps out at Emmett. Ah! Emmett bolts away and hits a tree.
Man down.
Drillbit grabs a branch.
Take this. Take a swing at my head.
Wade, come on.
Just hit me.
But it'll hurt.
Wade, hit me.
I'll do it.
Shut up.
Wade swings the huge branch at Drillbit, who catches it one-handed.
I feel no pain, because I have a trained mind.
Go!
Drillbit turns and winces. Now at a convenience store, he scratches a lotto ticket.
Hey, Drillbit, we can make s'mores.
No.
Can we just hug me there, Cass?
No.
A clerk notices them.
Where'd you get the kids, Drillbit?
Won them in a poker game.
Later, inside a burger joint.
How's this part of the training?
It's called bulking up.
I'm already fat.
Hey, you're not fat. I don't want to hear you saying fat. Words like lard ass, fat pig, butterball, landslide, mudslide. I don't want to hear that. What are you tipping the scales at?
180.
What?
Whenever you're ready, boys.
Okay, one of you guys got to pick this up, because I'm still on the clock.
In their neighborhood, the boys see Terry's car.
Wilkins.
Avoidance technique! Avoidance technique!
They hide behind some brush unnoticed, later at T-Dog's.
Come out here, Capone. You want to fight? You want to fight you and me right here?
It's very important.
They watch the Untouchables with Drillbit.
Afraid to come out from behind your minion?
He has a whole back guy. Now that allows people to think that you want to fight when really he doesn't want to fight.
You got nothing caught. You don't got
I'm here. I'm your whole back guy. So now you can act crazy.
Wade jumps right into it, playing crazy and lunging at T-Dog. Drillbit holds him back. Outside.
Get under the wing.
They take selfies. Now in an outdoor cafe, Drillbit counts cash.
Put all the bills facing the same direction.
And don't worry about it, Don.
I thought these kids were loaded. It's like all you read about are how 14-year-olds rule the marketplace. And look at this. Hardly got anything. You think this is going to get me in the Great White North?
Allow me to make a point real quick.
Don grabs leftovers off a table.
Drillbit, do you know why we come here every day? It's because these businessmen can't eat all their food. They have more than they need. These kids are a lot like these businessmen, okay? They have way more than they need.
It's our job to go into their houses and take all their excess.
I get a kick out of these kids. I told you the little fat one says some funny shit.
I like these kids too, man. I mean, from what I gather, they're some pretty cool dudes.
But if you like them, you should think about helping them. If you care about them.
What do you mean?
Steal their TV. Maybe they'll read a book. Steal their iPod. Heck, I don't know. Maybe they'll learn to play the piano.
They don't need all this crap.
You think Mozart had a Game Boy?
I didn't have it. Didn't hurt me. I was outside playing, climbing trees.
Yeah, man, me too. I'm still outside, hanging around in trees.
And the parents are never around. There's no one there in the daytime.
One big hit. That's all we need.
Drillbit eyes his friend thoughtfully. At another daytime training session.
Now listen, we're about 10% done with training.
10%? Are you high? We can't send the woods anymore. We gotta go back to school.
Yeah, and I can't forge any more notes. How many diseases can a kid have?
From a raised landing beside a tree, Drillbit trudges down a set of stone steps to join his protégés below.
You guys think you're ready?
Wade nods confidently.
You know, I am really scared to go back.
Look, if you're not ready to fight, there is another alternative. But I gotta be honest with you, only the strongest of warriors can pull this one off. So difficult that most men tremble at its mere thought.
What is it?
What the hell is it?
Drillbit climbs back up the steps and faces the boys with his arms spread.
Love him.
What?
Love him.
You know, I don't know what's going through your head, Drillbit, but I'm not gonna bang him.
When I'm talking about love, I mean compassion.
I'm not going to...
Shut up. And understanding. Find your commonality. Let him know you're more alike than different. Maybe that'll put out his fuse.
Later that day outside the school.
And remember, guys, just because you don't see me doesn't mean I'm not there. I'll be there.
Like a silent, deadly poltergeist.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, see you later, Drillbit.
Remember, you're under my wing.
The boys cross campus and see Terry Filkins with a group of kids.
Oh, no. He is. Is he hiding?
No. We've been running and hiding all week. This is what Drubit's been talking about, finding commonalities. He's rapping. You love to rap. You can do this.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. It's just like an 8 Mile. He'll respect you.
No, man, I'm afraid of him. I can't.
You're crazy.
You can do it, Ryan.
Don't do it.
I believe in you.
Don't. You can do it. You can do it.
Confidently, T-Dog approaches.
What's up?
What's up?
I want to rap with you. Oh, yeah. Flip the script, Ryan. Hit that beat.
Yo, this cool, Phil?
Sure, whatever.
Yo, call me whatever you want, but you know I gets busy. I'm so badass. I'm the king of Vice City, like the Huda. I'm Zen Lock. Back of my band, I tell suckers, say hello to my little friend.
Oh, snap. This guy. Hey, meatball, where's the spaghetti? Your rapping's like a nightmare, but I don't see Freddy. You best not even try to spit rhymes, dude, because when you spit, all I ever see is chewed up food.
Yeah, that's how we roll. That's how we do.
Hold on. You didn't just go there. I got more skills than you and my one and only nut hair.
Nice, man, nice.
So you better step up before you insult me and mine. Because if you decide to step on, see, I'm like a landmine. Boom, boom.
Oh, my God, look. It's a punk-ass rapping. He say, what my word? I'm gonna have to bitch slap. I'm so surprised you're moving. Ass is so damn fat. You're lucky I don't hit you with my wiffle ball bat.
That hurt my head with a bat? I'm the Incredible Hulk. I'm like Costco. I'm serving ass kickings and bulk. You don't like my words, Mr. King of the school? Well, guess what? You could suck on my family jewels, bitch.
Wade and Emmett look on frighteningly as Filkins glares at their friend. T-Dog's confidence evaporates and he scurries back to his friends.
That was awesome. What have I just done?
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, telling him to suck on your two family jewels was in questionable taste, but still.
I know, I got caught up in the moment, okay? Keep walking, I don't want to get shot like Tupac.
Yeah, you know, most of those people were cheering for you.
Really? That could be good, maybe Joel was right.
At a set of stairs, they see Ron and Filkins up top. Filkins slides down a handrail.
Think you're so funny? Good. You're not gonna laugh when you're dead. You're gonna get it now. Worse than ever. All of you.
Ryan, hold back technique.
Wade lunges.
You don't like the fact that he's better than you, Filkins? You better back the hell off before I...
Filkins decks him and Wade collapses, clutching his face.
Thanks for holding him for me.
Holy crap, you guys are retarded.
The bullies leave. Afterward, Wade sports a bloody nose.
How did he do so much damage with one punch?
It's like his fist is the size of your whole face.
I guess it's true. Rap really does promote violence.
Yeah, but the question is, where was Joba when we needed him?
Maybe he got called to the Black Ops.
Wait, come on. Do you really believe that garbage?
My little soldiers.
They find Drillbit lounging nearby.
There, my pooper troopers. Hey, sorry I missed that walkie-talkie call. I had something come...
Drillbit sees Wade's face in dour mood.
What the hell happened to you?
Hogan's punched me.
Filkins did that to you?
Yeah. Where were you?
With one punch?
Where were you?
Oh, crap. I'm sorry.
Stop.
No, just let me get the blood off.
Stop.
Man, here, sit down for a second. Crap. It's painful.
Yeah, it is.
Here, let me put a little pressure on it.
He dabs Wade's nose with a scarf.
Ryan had a rap off with Filkins.
You had a rap off?
You said to find common ground.
He said he was like Costco, serving up ass kickings in bulk.
That's what you said? That's not common ground. Even though it's funny, that's not exactly what I meant when I said common ground. Why didn't you get punched? Why'd he slug you?
It's your brilliant holdback technique.
The holdback technique? You really tried that?
Yeah, bottom line is your advice backfired.
Now I'm more screwed than ever. All because you wanted to protect the hobbit over here.
Hey,
I am not a hobbit.
Stop for a second.
You're
Hold
a damn
it.
Hobbit, okay?
I am not.
Hold it. Hey, Emmett's not a hobbit. I don't think. Problem isn't the holdback technique, although I don't think you guys had it perfected enough to try. Problem is Randy starts rapping
it's
insults.
It's not Randy, okay? It's Ryan. And all this talk about you being there when you're not there, it's bull, okay? I'm tired of your nonsense. You're fired.
Hey, sit down. Sit down here for a second. All of you, sit down. You take the bass out of your voice when you talk to me. Now, we just completed phase one.
see if this guy has any metal. And guess what we found out? Filkins does have some metal. So now we move to phase two. You know what phase two is? Direct contact. That's where I come in, because I will not let this happen again, if I can help it.
So what's the plan?
The plan?
Yeah.
Drill bit sighs contemplatively.
How early do you guys have to get up for school?
Seven.
Oh, God. Okay. Tomorrow, we all go in together.
That night, Wade's stepdad watches football from a massage chair in a den. He spots Wade in the hallway.
Hey, Wade, what's up?
Wade joins him in the den.
Whoa! Where'd you get the shine? Come in here, boy. Talk to me.
Sporting a black eye, Wade sits on a couch beside his vibrating stepdad.
I was protecting this one kid in my school from a bunch of bullies, and one of them punched me.
What? Why would you protect the kid from a bully?
So he doesn't get beat up.
His stepdad raises his seat back.
Then you're interfering with the natural order. When I was a kid, it was kind of a bully. Right? It's not a bad thing. There was this kid. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was his stupid face. But he just really got under my skin. So I pushed him around a little bit, called him some hurtful names, and I honestly think if I met him today, he'd thank me for it. I prepared him for the harshness of the real world.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm a resource, Wade. You should use me more often.
The next day at T-Dog's house, the boys watch as Drillbit shaves with a woman's razor.
If I remember how to do this, it really is strong enough for a man.
He checks his face in the bathroom mirror. The boy's now gone from the bathroom. He sits in a chair and removes his filthy boots and clothing. Dog tags hang around his neck.
Did your dad leave any socks behind?
His socks lie crusty on the floor.
How many tardies can you have before they give you a detention?
Drillbit takes a bath afterward.
Emmett, you're drying my eyeballs.
The boys hold suit clothes. Drillbit wears them to school.
All right, here's our class schedules and a detailed map of the school.
We have the first class together, so just meet us by the life skills room so you can walk us through our locker.
Okay, now remember, I'm not just gonna walk in there and start kicking ass, okay? I gotta protect you guys, but I need to blend in and lay low. I'm gonna be visible to you guys, but invisible to everyone else.
They head inside. In the hallway, they encounter Principal Doppler. With a furrowed brow, he stares at Drillbit inquisitively.
Uh-huh. That's a look that says I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Drillbit nervously lowers his eyes.
All first-time subs have it. Welcome to McKinley.
Doppler greets him with a handshake.
Thanks. Was it that obvious?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Drillbit starts down the hall.
Yep. Whoa! Not you, kids. Please, go to class. Go. Get away from me. You. Second floor, teacher's lounge. They'll give you your assignment
up there. It's right over there. I'm going to head up there.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
The boys watch disappointedly as Principal Doppler sends Drillbit a different direction than them. Moments later, Drillbit enters the teacher's lounge carrying a purple folder.
You doing?
The teachers there ignore him.
Teacher's lounge. They're all the same.
Drillbit opens up a refrigerator.
Put your names on the food. Smart. Sneaky.
He pats a teacher's shoulder.
See Grey's Anatomy last night?
Yeah.
The boy's blonde teacher enters.
Hey, Elise. Got half an orange with your name on it.
Oh, no thanks.
Lisa moves past a balding co-worker who sits at a couch eating half an orange. Headed toward a kitchenette, she notices Drillbit pocketing sugar packets. He slides a bottle of hot sauce into the breast pocket of his suit coat.
Can I help you?
No. With what?
Are you lost?
No. Why?
Oh, you look like a lost parent.
No. No. I'm a substitute.
Oh. For what?
For, whatever needs substituting. Yeah, they'll just plug me in, I think. I'm just gonna wait here until, you know, if they need me in French, then that's where I'll go.
You know French?
A little bit. Yeah, enough to get by or enough to teach these animals. What do you teach?
English.
My native tongue.
Flirtatiously, he bats his brows at her. She smiles.
I'm Lisa Zaki.
She offers him her hand. He kisses it.
Is that Miss or Mrs. Zaki?
Miss.
Miss. It had to be. Enchanté.
And who are you?
Dr. Illbit.
Oh.
Yeah.
A doctor.
Teacher. Teacher and a doctor. Just want to help. People don't care how I do it. Just give me a chance to help.
You want some hot coffee?
Only in the worst way.
Who can give me another name for gonorrhea?
Later in the balding teacher's class.
That's a little hint. That's right, the clap. Or the drip. All right, Dane, get the lights.
In the male, the bacteria of gonorrhea usually enters by way of the urethra.
A video shows an animation of bacteria traveling up a man's urethra. Emmett, Wade, and T-Dog watch.
They made these things to scare us. I'm not scared of this.
Looks like this.
Back in the teacher's lounge.
I really like your suit.
Yeah, I really like your everything. Now what do we do?
Not many teachers can afford a suit like that.
Yeah?
If he wants to eat.
Well, I mainly eat out of a dumpster.
I should try that. I need some new dresses.
Don't. Or if you do, stay away from the one at Ocean in Wilshire. That's mine. Seriously. Stay out of it. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Let's go.
You're a bad boy.
Maybe I need a detention.
You're funny.
I'm not joking.
Me either.
They gaze at each other intently. They snap out of it.
Look, I want nothing more than to spend the rest of the day sitting on this couch with you. But I gotta get to class because my students need me.
A clock reads 9 a.m.
No. You still have 5 minutes before the next class.
You do?
And you seem like someone who could accomplish a lot in 5 minutes.
I hope so. Although 5 minutes might be 4 too many.
Meanwhile.
Let's go!
We really like life skills. Can we just stay in the room, maybe?
Why don't you practice some life skills out here in the hallway? It's just as important.
The teacher locks his room.
Okay, where is he?
This is boring. Maybe I should just beat the crap out of you two.
It's Brooke.
Wade spots the girl with glasses in the hallway. Suddenly, his face falls.
Hey. Oh, no. There he is.
Making his way through a crowd of students is Filkins. The clock in the lounge now reads 9:04.
When are you free? I want to see you.
I have 6 period.
6 period? Okay. I think I have that period free also. Why don't we meet back here? Okay?
Okay.
You'll be right here?
I'll keep the couch warm.
You better check the tags and make sure this couch is flame retardant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Flame retardant?
Yes.
Because you're hot.
In a hallway.
Here's life skills.
Drillbit checks his purple folder as he sprints past students.
Drillbit, come in, please. Where are you?
Come in.
I don't know. I can't understand Emmett's map.
Go.
Filkins and Ron close in on them.
Oh, crap. Oh, I knew Jovan was a fraud. I told you.
He's gonna be here.
Life skills. I need life skills.
Drillbit rounds a corner.
Out of my way.
He sees Filkins is almost to the boys, then notices an overhead sprinkler. Filkins grins menacingly.
Open the door.
Drillbit pulls a fire alarm.
How's that up to code?
Excuse me, Mordor Castle coming through.
Drillbit strikes a match.
Excuse me, Mordor Castle coming through.
He sets flame to a kid's art project and hoists it toward the sprinkler. As sprinklers rain down, students scatter, leaving Wade, T-Dog, Emmett, and Drillbit to face the bullies.
This is real! This is not a drill!
Filkins glares at Drillbit as he leaves.
That means you! Let's go!
The balding teacher pulls Ron from the hallway. The kid takes a running leap and belly slides past rows of lockers. Drillbit looks at the boys and taps a finger to his temple. The boys salute and he returns the gesture. Drillbit proudly adjusts his tie. Another day in English Lit, Filkins extends a blob of goo toward Emmett's head. At the teacher's desk, Drillbit lowers a book.
Mr. Filkins, why don't you just come up to the front of the class and read from the collected works of the Romantic poets.
Wade and T-Dog share a chuckle as Filkins does as he's told.
I like kissing this and that of you. I like slowly stroking the shocking fuzz.
Later, girls approach T-Dog at his locker.
Hey, aren't you the guy that kicked Filkins' butt freestyling? You better believe it. They call me T-Dog. Wow, that's cool.
Wade and T-Dog grin. Later.
Wait, is Drillbit coming? Wait.
Yeah.
Filkins is heading east down the stairs. The first stairwell is coming down now. Watch your ass.
Read you. Copy. Roger.
Hey, FYI, I just heard this pack of girls yapping, and your girl Brooke just got cast in Romeo and Juliet. You might want to check that out.
Madame! Madame! Your lady mother is coming to your chamber.
Grinning, Wade paints a set as he watches Brooke rehearse. In a gymnasium. Drillbit makes the bullies do sit-ups.
I want to see some more. Go.
They do pull-ups.
Go. One more. You guys, I don't want you just watching. Do some bass fishing, then reel it in.
The rest of the class do easy seated activities.
Work some thumbs for texting.
Later, Drillbit visits his friends.
Look out, huh? How was school, Professor?
It is great. As long as you got a coffee cup in your hand, nobody says anything.
The next day, two of his friends hang in the teacher's lounge.
Hey!
Huh?
What the?
Coffee cup.
Now, Castro, he knew that he was not going to get any action with Marilyn Monroe. And that is why John F. Kennedy was shot.
In a classroom, students eye Don suspiciously.
Don!
Oh, hello, fellow teacher.
Later, Drillbit rappels down the gym wall on a rope. He eyes Ron and Filkins cabled high up the wall.
Come on, guys, hit the showers.
The bullies start down the wall, stopping halfway.
My rope's too short. I can't get down.
Where are you going?
Wade, T-Dog, Emmett, and the other kids join Drillbit as he leaves the bullies hanging there.
Ron, put yourself down.
Tennis balls hurl at them from an unmanned tennis ball machine. The gym lights go out.
Happy birthday, Dr. Drillbit. Happy birthday to you.
As the faculty serenade him in the teacher's lounge, Lisa slips Drillbit a note. It reads, "Meet me in room 220 for your real gift." Drillbit heads to a classroom. Inside, he finds Lisa seated atop a desk clad in a red shirt, black skirt, and brown boots. Heading in, Drillbit flings the note over his shoulder as the door swings closed behind him. On a different day, he enters room 220. Lisa jumps into his arms and smothers him with kisses. Another time, he opens the classroom door to find Lisa lounged on the desk, seductively unspooling a long piece of tape from a dispenser. The couple emerges from the classroom looking disheveled. They part ways, heading different directions down the hallway as students emerge from other classrooms. Lisa adjusts her skirt, now by some lockers.
Hey, Tito, you've got to admit hiring Drillbit was a good idea.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah?
The freak's actually worth all the money we're spending on him, I guess.
Good morning.
A new day.
Great coffee this morning, Dr. Drillbit.
Enjoy it. You know, I really like it here.
You're doing a great job, Drillbit.
Oh, I know I am.
Drillbit sees Lisa.
Okay, quick. Pop quiz. You like a girl. You're completely shocked that she likes you. Things are already just crazy hot, just loco. But now you'd like to ask her out. And you're not sure if she's just in it for the sex. And you haven't been on a date in forever. And you're a little bit afraid. And you don't know what the hell you do anyway.
Well, can't really relate to that, but what I would do is just join every club she's in and eventually work up the nerve to talk to her.
And how's that working for you?
Not at all.
Okay. Why don't you do the opposite?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Congratulations, you just passed. Hey, scram. Scram, Roger Parker.
Wade scurries away as Lisa approaches.
Hey. Look, you look pretty. You know, I haven't been on a lot of dates, and I really don't know the way this is supposed to work, because we kind of skipped that part, but would you ever want to get together after school and maybe hang out?
I'd love to.
She pulls him in for a kiss.
Okay. The Battle of Sekigahara.
In the library, a white-haired man gives a presentation to the Asian Heritage Club.
Tokunaga's abuses, which only infuriated Tokunaga, who then summoned Moyotomi.
Wade peeks in, sees Brooke, and sits beside her.
And kept the local feudal lords from warring.
What are you doing in this club?
But then, I'm Asian. He died.
No, you aren't.
Yeah, a little bit.
All really?
In the valley.
You don't even look a little Asian.
The battlefield.
Yeah, I know.
The West attacked first.
So how come I see you in, like, so many activities I'm in?
600 men.
Just, I joined some of the clubs you were in because I wanted to have a chance to talk to you.
Wakizaka, 990 men. Nankokuji, 1,800 men.
So, you're not Asian?
No. But maybe somewhere way back.
Tosukabe, 6,600 men. This is exciting, don't you think? Oh, these men.
Well, you can't quit now. I'm gonna make you come to all our meetings. Membership is way down this year.
Okay, I could do that.
At home.
Is everything okay at school?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm busy.
Honey, I know there's a lot of pressure on kids once they get to high school. And there are kids who are going to want to be your friend, but they'll also want you to take their drugs. I just noticed that you seem to be out of money a lot lately, and I want to make sure you're not spending your money on that.
No, I'm not doing drugs, Mom, I promise.
Coach says drugs are for losers.
Wade eats with his family.
You sure you're not high?
No.
Well, I noticed you really going at your food. You got the munchies?
Anyways, we just worry about you.
I understand that.
Also, I'm missing, silver platter that was in the living room. Have you seen it?
Oh, I'm taking home ec. We needed serving trays for appetizers. So.
Yeah, well, come to think of it, I'm missing a watch. You didn't take that to home ec too, did you?
Oh, yeah. We're making watch cupcakes, Jim.
Watch it, wise guy.
At his campsite in the woods, Drillbit lint rolls his borrowed suit jacket. Wade approaches him from behind.
Hey!
What? Careful, Wade. You don't sneak up on somebody like that.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, but they could have jumped up and killed you in two moves, and then... I feel guilty.
I talked to Brooke.
Really? Have a seat.
I think she might like me.
Yeah?
Yeah, at least a little bit.
That's all you need. Get your foot in the door.
I don't think I would have the confidence to have tried without you. I mean,
come on.
It's been great having someone around who, like, likes me and isn't making fun of me or telling me to join the football team like my stepdad.
Just do your best. Be all you can be. What's the Army always say? Have it your way.
I think that's Burger King.
Drillbit shrugs.
Where do you think they got it from? Men, talking about women. What else is there?
Here. We made this for you.
Wade hands him a framed photo.
An army of four.
It's a selfie of Drillbit, Wade, T-Dog, and Emmett.
I don't know if you understand, but before we met you, we thought our lives were gonna suck forever. At least I did.
Well, you're right. I don't understand because of how hardened I am. The tough thing about what I do is I can't let my guard down.
Wade pats him on the back.
Well, for what it's worth, I hope after all this is done, you'll still be my friend. Bye.
Drillbit thoughtfully studies his gift. Later, under a full moon, Drillbit and Lisa sit beside a campfire.
Here I was, all worried that you were gonna take me to some hip dance club or something.
That's definitely not me. But no, I'm actually more of a kind of simple, just down-to-earth outdoorsman.
I like that you don't try too hard.
The truth is, this is me trying really, really hard.
That's cute.
They kiss.
Look, I want to talk to you. I mean. There's some things I want you to know about me. I want us to look each other in the eye, and I want us to get it out on the table, and we just, you know, we listen, and there's no judgment.
God, you're just so great. You're really just, like, the perfect guy for me.
Really?
I'm serious. You're just beautiful, and you're nice to me, and it's so great. Because I'm really just always attracted to just such dirt bad guys.
They're out there.
I'm a real loser magnet. It's like on some unconscious level, I just need to be with a guy who has absolutely nothing going for him, you know? Just some loser, some bum, lying pig, you know, just...
Stop. I get it. You made some bad choices, and who hasn't? It's just, you're starting to rant a little bit.
It's just I'm happy to be with somebody.
I know. You're with a doctor now.
Thank God.
Oh, let's just kiss.
Drillbit chucks a pebble into the distance, and the street musician from the promenade steps out from behind a large tree with his guitar. Lisa looks over at him with surprise.
I can be a hero, did you do that?
kid just jumped out of the bush and started jamming. That's weird. I got nothing to do with it.
The view ascends, looking out at the glowing lights of the Santa Monica coastline. The next day, Drillbit showers naked at the beach. Ron spots him from the passenger seat of a car. At the wheel sits Mrs. Lampanelli.
That naked guy's my teacher.
What? He ain't your teacher. Every day he's at the off-ramp, I give him some change.
What do you mean, like a bum?
Talking about it, not a bum. Less fortunate.
Ron grins. Outside a promenade cafe, Drillbit finds his friends.
How you doing?
How's it going, Drillbit?
So listen, you know the thing we talked about?
Yeah?
Yeah. Plan's off.
What?
Drillbit.
Whoa.
Drillbit. What do you mean the plan's off?
It's not off.
I just mean let's postpone. Because I don't think we need to get their belongings now. These kids, they kind of look at me like I'm a hero. Right, let's run with that for a little bit.
You're really getting into this whole teacher thing here, huh? With the sweaters and the loafers.
Or wingtips.
You look like you teach faggonometry. What the hell is this? Who are you? I got an old saying for you, Drillbit. You can't polish a turd.
Hey, Don, first of all, that's not an old saying. You stole that from me. I say it all the time. Secondly, I'm insulted.
Well, you should be. Drillbit, I know you. And the real you would do this deal, man. There's a lot of heads that want to feed off of this, man. Don't let us down.
No. No, that's just it. For the first time, I'm not letting everybody down.
And now you're not making any sense.
Drillbit leaves.
That guy's a fraud! He's a bum in a Mr. Rogers sweater!
Later at the school, Ron finds Filkins outside the main entrance.
Okay, check it out. I just saw...
Delta 49, this is Yu-Gi-Oh 7 on the highway to the danger zone. Repeat, on the highway, over.
Oh, shitballs! Yu-Gi-Oh 47, you are not clear to cross. Repeat,
you got a bogey northbound.
Oh, crap.
Guys, hold your position. I'm en route. Guys, hold your position!
Ron rushes Wade and shoves him.
Come here, little rat turds!
No!
Drillbit races out.
Yo, so what'd you do, huh? Would you give the substitute teacher some spare change so he gets a hard time?
Mr. Filkins, excuse me. I need you to get to class. And you three, I want you out of here, too. Go on.
Hey, get out of my face, you bum!
Maybe I will if you stop hassling these kids. But until you're ready to do that, I'm gonna give you some detentions to think about it.
Please, just don't give me detention.
Yeah, that's my power, and I will exercise it.
Then what, huh? You gonna make a shower on the beach with you and the rest of the bums? Yeah, we're on to you, buddy.
What's that supposed to mean?
What a freak. You got some weird little fantasies there, kid. Okay, here's the deal. Let me make it real simple. I'm a faculty...
Filkin slugs him.
Punk ass!
He decks him again.
He got me right in the ear!
Run! Run!
Yeah.
Run!
Run! Save yourself! Medic!
Inside.
Medic! Ah! I got hit right in the nose, followed up by a shot to the ear!
A nurse peeks out from behind a curtain where she's treating a kid. At a mirror, Drillbit tries to reset his nose.
Oh, that didn't work at all.
Along a sidewalk.
Hey!
This whole time he's
Hey, you guys, hold it! Wait up! Guys, let me explain!
Explain what, huh? Filkins is just gonna come at this harder than ever.
What was that about showering on the beach? What would you shower on the beach?
That's
why don't we all just shower on the beach?
My morning fitness regimen. I jog on the beach 5 miles, then I swim 10 miles. That's what I do to stay in shape, then I shower.
So why didn't you defend yourself?
Because I got sucker punched. Look at this.
He pulls a bloody tissue from his nose.
And I got hit in the ear. She probably can't even see because it's so deep in the ear canal. I didn't really get hurt, but I just kind of went down to give you guys a chance to get away.
Paid you to beat him up.
How am I gonna beat him up with all these kids around? Okay, then the principal comes and maybe some cops. They'll find out I'm not a real teacher. What good am I if I'm sitting there in jail? Look, I took a bullet for you guys today. You guys got off scot-free. Did you get hurt?
No.
Did you get hurt?
No.
I'm like one of those guys jumping in front of the president. Now look, I'm not expecting a thank you. That's my job, but I mean, maybe you give me a bonus or something. Sly used to throw in a car every now and then.
Wade gazes up at him remorsefully.
I'm so sorry, Drillbit.
T-Dog clenches his lips and looks at his feet.
What am I gonna do with you guys?
You want some cereal?
You got any Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Inside Wade's house, Drillbit's friends ransack the place.
Drillbit!
Do it! What the hell?
Don't stop, put that stuff down!
Drillbit,
back up, man!
You know these guys?
No, I don't know these people.
We're almost done here.
I am freaking out.
My parents are gonna kill me.
What the hell's going on?
Everything's fine. Wait a second.
Don, not like this.
Take it easy.
What are you doing?
Just take it easy, man.
Is this the plan?
Relax.
She's gone in your house.
The shit is gone in my house.
You touch me?
Don't make me Billy Jack your ass.
Drillbit picks up an accent table with his foot, accidentally launching it out a window. Drillbit shrugs, then gets sucker punched by Don.
That's how you Billy Jack somebody's ass.
No! Come on, Bernie, let's go!
Don and Bernie push past the boys.
You better run! I saw your face! I got a photogenic memory!
Get out of my house, you asshole!
What? There's another one? I'll kill the asshole!
No, you asshole! Get out of my house now! Look at what you've done!
I didn't do anything! I'm trying to help you guys! Look at me!
Wait, I think one of them peed in your kitchen.
Great!
Should I call the police?
No, don't call the police! Just stop!
Toby, just tell us the truth.
You can't handle the truth! I can't... What do you want to hear? That I was raised in an orphanage? That no one wanted me? You don't want to hear that! Because that's a lie, too!
Drillbit lumbers up from the floor.
Fine, maybe I went completely straight with you guys about who I am.
So you lied about being in the military?
No, that's true. I was trained by the United States Army.
Then why could a teenager beat you up with so little effort?
Because I don't like violence. I wasn't cut out to be a soldier.
Boo-hoo.
I like the parts with the repelling and the crawling through the mud and the swinging on the monkey bars and the helping the wounded, but I don't like confrontation. Even this, with you three ganging up on me, is not... I don't... Really,
shit.
I'm sorry.
You were in the military, huh? Tell me where you served.
My company was in the Middle East, and I was there for like half a day. I saw some camels and heard some... I think there were some explosions, I don't know. And it was so hot over there. I just climbed in the wheel well of a cargo plane. I flew back to the U.S. I went AWOL.
Is your name even Drillbit?
Is my name? How can you ask me that?
Is it?
No, it's Alamo Taylor. No, that's a lie, too. There I go, trying to impress a bunch of kids again. When are you gonna grow up? My real name is Bob Taylor. Not Robert, just Bob. There, you satisfied? And I didn't kill anyone with a drill bit, although when I was in high school, I did puncture my pinky with a drill bit. And everyone started calling me drill bit, making fun of me. Okay, and if you can see the scar, if you look closely, right there, can you see? Look, Ryan, look, you can see it, it's real, look. You see it in the light?
So you were just using us to take our money and everything in my house.
Drillbit guiltily turns away. He leans onto a bookshelf and stares at the floor.
That's kind of an oversimplification.
I thought you cared about us.
I do.
I thought you were my friend.
Get out, Drillbit. Don't ever come back.
T-Dog points him to the door. Drillbit taps a finger on the fireplace mantle.
Leave!
I'm sorry.
Reluctantly, Drillbit complies. Later, Lisa sits in her office at school.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, look, I know, I'm sorry, I know I was supposed to meet you, but I'm just having a real terrible day.
Where are you?
He uses a payphone.
Remember you said you had that real self-destructive pattern of always going out with guys that were just real losers, just dirtbags. Total zeros.
Yes?
Well, you might not be out of the woods yet with that.
No, you said you were a doctor. You're a doctor. You're not a doctor?
No, I'm not a doctor. I'm a homeless U.S. Army deserter. I'm not a teacher, but I'm at the school. I'm trying to protect these kids.
What did you say about homeless? Like, metaphorically speaking, or in a box?
That night, Drillbit sits at his campsite.
You gotta let it out.
He grabs his walkie.
Boys?
Just called to say we're calling the cops on you, and we hope you spend the rest of your pathetic life in prison.
Now I see why people call you Drillbit, because you screw people.
You're a jackass. And a dirtbag.
And they want my bar mitzvah money back.
Oh yeah, and I'd like my walkie-talkie back. Over.
He hangs his head. Elsewhere, a guy in a leather coat opens a moving van stuffed with the stolen loot from Wade's house.
I tell you what, I'll give you $1,500 for everything.
$1,500? Come on, man. This stuff holds a lot of sentimental value.
To who?
To the people I stole it from.
I don't care about them. $1,500.
All right, deal. You do just back this thing up?
Yeah, back this thing.
All right.
Don opens the driver's door and finds Drillbit there dressed like a burglar.
How you doing, Don? You got a real stupid laugh. You know that, Don?
Drillbit chews on a toothpick.
How about you go ahead and hop on out of that van here so I can kick your ass again?
Sorry, but this haul's getting returned to sender.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is, Don. And I'll tell you another thing that's going to happen. This left foot is going to go on the right side of your face.
Give me a break, Drillbit. I know you, and the Drillbit I know isn't capable of really doing it.
Drillbit chucks the toothpick and kicks Don in the face. Don hits the pavement.
Hoorah!
Out of nowhere, Don appears.
I'm giving you one more chance to save this friendship!
He clings to the open door as Drillbit hits him and speeds around the corner. Drillbit slams the brakes. The door slides shut on Don's hand. The van skids to a stop and Don lets go, dropping to the pavement.
Polish that turd, Don!
Later at Wade's house.
Of course it was your fault. You were home. You should have stopped them.
Bear with me. I didn't mean for this to happen.
Oh, God.
Please don't scream.
Everything's back.
The hell? I thought we were robbed.
We were.
Get robbed? We got rearranged. You and your weirdo friends have a marijuana party?
No.
Oh, punish him, Dad. Yeah, don't let him get away with this. Are you smoking?
No. What? I'm really confused.
No, Wade. Drillbit must have done it.
Who's Drillbit? You tell me what's going on now, Wade.
The next day.
God. Who knows what might have happened? This guy's a veteran. How many people might he have killed?
Did anybody see To Catch a Predator on day one?
Oh, I watched that.
The boys and their folks sit in the principal's office. In a chair beside Doppler is Filkins.
I mean, could you imagine it? You think you're on a date, and then all of a sudden police are everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this kind of scary. Yeah.
Okay, I think you'll be glad to know. I gave security camera footage of this Drillbit to the police, and they said they'd be watching for him.
No, what the hell's the matter with you guys? Are you mentally defective or something? You gotta understand, Drillbit was around because this psychopath over here was gonna murder us.
Yeah, I mean, Filkins is the real criminal.
Yes, he has a samurai sword. He has used on his own.
It's true. Sit down. Thank you very much. Now, Terry, is there any truth to this?
Oh, yeah. All of it. I'm really a samurai warrior from the 14th century sent to kill them.
Wade's stepdad chortles.
He's cute.
Okay, I hope I speak for everyone here in saying that I feel this issue is resolved.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you for coming in, folks.
Jim shakes hands with Doppler.
It was not fun.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
great.
You feel better now, honey?
I did not know you were all alone. We want to have you over to the house for dinner, okay?
That would be wonderful.
Wade could use more friends.
Wade watches incredulously as his mom hugs his arch nemesis. At the convenience store.
Give me one, please.
The clerk gives Drillbit a lotto ticket and watches him scratch it off.
You're kind of a born loser. It's funny. It's not funny. It's funny to me.
Come on, don't jinx me. Don't jinx me.
Two of the three boxes match.
500, yes! Yes, I did it! I got it, man! Look at that! Yes!
Take it to Canada.
You better believe it! Come on, man! Finally! Finally, I get one! Come here, you! This candy's on me! Put it down!
He picks up a little boy.
Well, maybe just get one of them here. Here you go!
Later, in a worn straw cowboy hat, Drillbit approaches a travel agency. Outside its door, a poster shows mountain scenery. A sign above it reads, "Come to Canada." He eyes it contemplatively. Meanwhile...
Okay, keep your eyes peeled.
Wade, T-Dog, and Emmett crouch behind a bush outside the school.
You see Falcons?
No, but I see Brooke. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna ask her out.
Really?
Yeah.
I waited all this time. Why now?
Why not? Life sucks so badly, even if she says no. It's not like I'll have very far to fall.
At a table across an outdoor patio, Brooke sits with some friends. Wade boldly approaches their table.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Look, I don't know how to do this. In fact, I've been wanting to do this for a while. I just didn't know when it would be a good time. I didn't know if it would ever be a good time.
Behind them, Filkins and Ron shake sodas, stab the cans, and toss them on the table, soaking Wade and Brooke.
It's okay, Brooke.
Brooke tries to stop a twirling can.
Yo, bro, I swear to God, those ain't my sodas. But if you wanted to say hire me or something, like bodyguard, I think maybe I could dedicate my life to finding the real culprit.
Wade glares. His friends hang back helplessly.
Wait, come on. I'm okay with this. Hmm? Let's just go.
What'd you say, ho?
Okay, you know what? What is your problem? Why don't you just leave them alone?
What are you gonna do, bro? What are you gonna do? Huh?
He shoves Wade.
You aren't gonna do anything. Because you don't have any balls.
Filkin slaps him on the cheek.
It's just not in you.
Chewing gum gleefully, he smacks Wade harder, knocking off his glasses. Wade holds his cheek near tears.
See? Look at that. It's sackless.
Brooke watches worriedly. Wade plops down to a seat.
Why do you even waste my time? You're pathetic.
As the bullies finally leave, T-Dog and Emmett scurry over.
All right, Wade. Don't worry about that guy.
He's just insecure inside.
Get up, let's get out of here.
Wade, where are you going? Stop him.
Wade beelines for his tormentors and grabs Filkin's shoulder. The older boy turns around.
I'll kick the crap out of you right now. You know why? Half because everyone is sick of your garbage. And half because of what you said to Brooke.
Brooke hangs back watching with other kids.
Do you think I'm dumb? Trying to trick me into getting myself in trouble?
Fine. Then we'll beat your face in somewhere else. Anywhere. Go ahead. You name it.
Okay, good. Everybody. I'm gonna kick their asses tonight at my house. Everybody should come. It's gonna be hilarious. Ultimate geek fighting. Once you step on my property, you're freaking trespassing, brother. And I can do anything I want.
You're nothing but a pathetic wimp, and everyone's gonna know by the end of tonight, brother, and I will see you there!
Wagging his brows excitedly, Filkins grins and walks away. A worried look washes over Wade as his friends hurry to his side.
What have I just done?
That was awesome, man. Me and Emmett are gonna back you up.
Now it's me and Emmett. You've never been nice to me, Ryan, and I've only been kind to you. And I've tried so hard to make this friendship work. But I am not going to die for someone who won't die for me. Survival technique. I renounce violence. I have a future.
Emmett scurries down some stairs.
What do we do next?
Guess we better learn how to fight.
That night, the two play a fighting game on a TV in T-Dog's room.
That's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about!
This power bar's really working. I feel stronger.
Wade checks his bicep.
I feel sad.
What do you want me to do? You just want me to hit you. Come on.
Then they watch a scene from Fight Club.
Oh, that was perfect. Oh!
The next day.
All right. We need to learn how to take a punch. You ready? Let me go first. All right?
Okay. In T-Dog's backyard, Wade limply hits his friend in the shoulder. T-Dog returns a weak punch. The pair continue exchanging blows. Wade's gets a little more intense. Winding up, T-Dog socks him hard.
Pop out the pain. Remember what that douchebag Drillbit taught us? Mind over pain.
Okay.
All right. Hit me in the chest.
T-Dog crumples.
Jeez. Your knuckles are all bone.
All right. We get to call how hard the other guy hits.
All right. 10 being the hardest. How hard do you want it?
5. In the back. In the back.
Wade turns his back toward T-Dog.
Oh, God. Wonder what it feels like getting hit in the middle of the forehead.
Wade helps him find out.
Jeez.
T-Dog picks himself up.
All right, No rules.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you why I'm gonna hit you.
No, I don't like that
rule. No, it's good.
No, it's not.
It's good. It simulates a real fight. Trust me.
All right, fine.
He knees Wade in the back of the leg.
Ow!
I can't see this coming. There's no way Wade can hurt me.
T-Dog closes his eyes and Wade kicks him in the groin.
Oh, you hit me in the nuts!
At home.
Dear Mom.
Wade sits at his desk.
If you're reading this, it's very possible that I'm dead.
He takes a break from composing a note to ice his shoulder.
If I don't survive, you should definitely sue Emmett's family.
P.S. Sorry I let your silver platter get stolen.
My raps and rhymes will become more valuable now. Feel free to sell them to Ghostface Killer.
At his house, T-Dog writes a note in bed. Later, in track jackets, they open energy drinks.
Remember the plan. Strike first and strike hard.
You go for the head, I'll go for the nuts.
Wade nods in agreement. They toast their drink cans, then downs them in one chug. They crumple the cans and toss them to the floor. A short time later, the pair stride down a suburban street lined with cars on either side. They stop in front of a driveway of a house where a crowd of teens are gathered. They unzip their jackets. Underneath, they wear their matching red and black shirts. Emblazoned on the front and back of each is the image of a devil with a pair of dice. They toss their jackets and boldly continue toward Filkin's house. Meanwhile, Drillbit climbs through Wade's bedroom window carrying the silver platter he pawned. Inside, he notices Wade's note to his mom. Back at Filkin's place, a house party's underway.
Actually looks like a pretty cool party.
The kid from the bus stop spots them and snaps a photo.
Oh, hey guys. So, how does it feel, you know, that death is just a few moments away?
Where's Filkin's?
In the kitchen.
Wade and T-Dog continue past a staircase.
In case we don't make it?
A pretty girl descends the steps.
I don't want to have any regrets.
Yeah. T-Dog grabs her for a kiss.
Please.
She clocks him hard upside the head and returns upstairs.
We've already got the first hit out of the way. Let's get some.
They proceed into the kitchen and a crowd of onlookers gathers behind them. Filkin stands leaned over a counter littered with drink cups. He turns his head, noticing his guests of honor.
Hey, everybody. These kids actually came. These are the Siamese queers I've been telling you about. They showed up, they really are. That dumb.
Nobody calls me that.
So we're gonna have a good time. Because
Wade charges, kicking him in the nuts. T-Dog lands a punch, then Wade follows up with a left hook. Filkins crashes into the counter, then drops to the floor, motionless.
That worked.
It's over.
It was easy.
We did it. Everybody, from 9th grade to 12th grade, I promise you, his reign of tyranny is over. I proclaim it. He'll never bother us again. And he's getting up.
Donning a woozy grin, Filkins grabs a can of soda and sits up.
I'm in big trouble.
He chucks the soda at T-Dog's head, downing the freshman. Then he turns his sights on Wade. He slams into him, shoving Wade through the crowd of spectators and into the railing of the staircase, breaking it.
Catch me off guard? Broke my stairs? My father loved those stairs!
T-Dog blindsides him, whacking Filkins with a game console once, then a second time.
You blocking out the paint?
Thought it was for a second, but I'm totally not.
Filkins grabs a floor lamp.
It's blank.
Using the lamp, he shoves T-Dog, then swings at Wade, who falls onto a couch. The lamp narrowly misses him. Filkins swats at T-Dog, who dodges. As Filkins wildly swings the lamp, Wade grabs a piece of the broken stairs, but Filkins charges him, sending Wade crashing into a display cabinet. Wade scurries to T-Dog.
Get up.
Filkins hurls the lamp, then comes at the boys. Ron blocks their escape.
Hey, boys.
Their bullies close in on them.
Yo, Jay, give me some murder music. Oh, this just gets better and better.
As Filkins advances, the boys back out of a doorway into the front yard. Ron and Filkins follow. Students form a circle around the boys and their tormentors.
Hey, yo, back up. I want to fight both these bitches.
A pair of legs run in slow motion from the hood of one car to another.
Go to the bench!
Filkins turns to see Emmett leap off the car, flailing. He lands on his knees beside Filkins and punches him in the leg.
That's right.
What the?
No.
Clad in his matching red and black shirt, Emmett's able to knock Filkins off his feet and get on top of him. Wade and T-Dog try to hold Ron back, but he breaks loose and knocks Emmett out. T-Dog rushes Ron, wrapping his arms around him and squeezing tightly. On his feet, Filkins comes at Wade, who dodges and punches him in the nose. Filkins takes more swings, and Wade pounds him again.
I have reach!
With clasped hands, Filkins knocks Wade into the crowd.
Come on, Wade, you're like Rocky! Get back out there!
Kids push Wade back to his feet.
I can't breathe!
You're not gonna hurt me anymore?
Wade lands a punch.
Go, I can't breathe! Keep breathing!
I'll let you go. Not gonna hurt me anymore.
T-Dog releases Ron, who decks him, then restrains Wade.
No! Wade!
Wade spots Brooke in the crowd.
Hey! Hey there!
Fettered, Wade takes Filkin's punch.
Didn't hurt!
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that did!
A Mountie hat hits Filkins in the face.
Let that kid go.
Ron flings Wade to the grass. Surprise fills T-Dog and Emmett's faces.
Private Drill Bit Taylor reporting for duty. Hoorah.
Came back?
Yeah.
What the hell are you even doing here? You need more money from these geeks?
No. But this fight is over. You hear me? Abierto. Done. It's over, people. Pack it up. Go home. Look, you're a young man. You got a crazy look in your eye. It's really freaking me out right now.
Filkin sucker punches him.
Nice punch. Try to be reasonable, but I gotta tell you, these boys hired me as their bodyguard, and I will protect them.
Another punch from Filkins drops him to one knee.
Wanna hear something crazy? Deep inside you, I know there's a good kid.
Filkins whacks him again.
Oh, God damn it, I'm sick of getting hit by this kid.
Come on, Drobit, kick his ass.
I can't, he's a minor.
No, he's not. He's 18.
You're 18?
Filkins nods and comes at him, but this time Drillbit fights back. He blocks a punch and hurls Filkins to the ground. The team gets back on his feet and comes at Drillbit, but is met with a roundhouse kick to the face and a series of punches that knock him out cold. Drillbit turns his sights on Ron.
How old are you?
Okay, all right, I'm 17. I'm a minor. My mom taught me to school, I swear to God.
Awesome. Man, Drillbit, you're badass.
I don't think I could do that again. It's weird. I guess it's like when a mother lifts an automobile off a child. You just get that burst of strength. That's the only way I can explain it. Adrenaline. That's the word for it.
As police cars approach, Filkins rouses. The crowd scatters.
Thanks for coming back.
You kidding me? I had to do it. I'm not gonna go AWOL on you boys. I made that mistake one. Crap on a shit sandwich! I'm out of here, boys! Adios!
I drove it!
Hey, Fags! This ain't over!
Filkins whips his samurai sword at the boys. It's on course to hit them, but Drillbit catches the blade in his fist at the last moment. Filkins' jaw drops.
Feels so pain.
The boys stare wide-eyed as Drillbit's pinky finger falls off.
Is that my pinky?
Are you okay?
Oh, my finger!
You okay?
Why did I catch a sword?
A cop tackles Filkins.
Let me see.
It's okay, I'm blocking the pain. I can't block this pain. Get some ice for me. It's not bad. Here, help me find where the ants get it.
Don't tell my dad. Help
me, guys.
Filkins is led away in cuffs.
Over there.
Is that it? Hey, guys, I found it.
A cop car runs over the fallen finger.
No!
Drillbit stoops down to pick it up.
Get me some ice.
Ice!
Are you Rita all right?
He puts his finger in the drink.
Ew, bro.
Come on, buddy. We gotta get to your hospital.
All right, let's go.
Cops lead him away.
It's gonna be okay. Congratulations, boys. You just caught the great Bob Taylor.
Oh, fantastic. No alcohol in the car, sir.
Oh, well, let me get the finger out. Oh.
As an officer holds the margarita, Drillbit fishes out his pinky.
Hoorah.
The boys salute and wave him goodbye.
Yo, dudes, that was awesome. Thanks, man. You have no idea how long kids have been waiting to do that.
Thanks.
Dude, this is gonna be vlogged for sure.
I'm so glad I did not go to my sister's birthday party.
Wade spots Brooke, who waves. Cops question Ron.
You know, Turkey's just always been crazy. You know, he's threatening me with his sword all the time. I'm just tired of being scared.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Brooke touches Wade's chin.
When adrenaline rush passes, I'm gonna be in a lot more pain.
They share a smile.
Don't you think I'm the kind of guy who tries to impress girls with violence, but that was kind of real.
That was very brave of you.
Leaning in, she gives him a kiss and a hug. Giddily, he grins. Brooke walks away. Wade glances back at his friends and follows her.
No limit. Can't believe I'm saying this. You, my friend, are one crazy son of a bitch, you know that?
You have no idea how scared I was.
All right, now let's go get something to eat.
They leave with arms wrapped around one another. A new day, Drillbit sits in jail.
Dear Wade, Ryan, and little tiny Emmy. Thanks for sending the Cap'n Crunch. Suddenly, I'm very popular in here.
Hey, Bob, give me some of that Cap'n Crunch, or I'll stab you in the shower.
The tatted bodyguard's in the next cell.
Just kidding.
Drillbit hands him a box of cereal.
I was glad to read in your last correspondence that Vilkins was shipped off back to Hong Kong to be with his parents for breaking so many underage drinking laws. Now, maybe high school can be what you want it to be, instead of sucking rat nads.
The crowd celebrate with the boys at school.
As for me, every time I look at where my pinky used to be, I think of you boys and our battles together.
It's kind of cool.
Luckily, they have a work release program, and they say I should be able to land a job, which excites me a great deal. And speaking of exciting me a great deal, Miss Sackey and I have been in contact. I don't know why women dig guys in prison, but they really do. On top of that, all I can say is, I miss you guys, and we'll see you when I get out. Which, thanks to the currently lenient nature of the United States Army deserting laws, is in 2 days from now, officially satisfying my 3-week sentence. Your brother, Bob Taylor, a.k.a.
Drillbit,
a.k.a.
Alamo Taylor.
I still like the sound of that.
Drillbit exits jail a free man. Lisa rushes toward him with open arms. She leaps into his arms.
Drillbit!
Oh. Come on, get in here! Come here, fall in!
His teen friends pile in around them as cops escort Don to jail.
That's gonna keep me smiling all day, huh? That's my buddy Drillbit. He's a cool guy. We're in a fight right now.
Feels
you
good.
Shake the Joe?
It wasn't that bad.
You know, the guy in the next cell taught me some Spanish.
Do you know abierto means open?
Fade to black.
If you want it, you can.
Remaining opening titles. A Stephen Brill film. Owen Wilson. Leslie Mann. Nate Hartley. Troy Gentile. David Dorfman. Alex Frost. Josh Peck. Danny McBride. Stephen Root, Lisa Ann Walter, Ian Roberts, Beth Littleford. Casting by Jewel Bistrop, CSA, and Seth Yankowitz, CSA. Music by Christoph Beck. Music supervisors Manish Raval and Tom Wolfe. Co-producer Christopher Brown. Costume designer Karen Patch. Edited by Thomas J. Nordberg. Production designer Jackson DeGovia. Director of Photography, Fred Murphy, ASC. Executive Producer, Richard Vane. Produced by Judd Apatow. Produced by Susan Arnold. Donna Arkoff-Rock. Story by Edmund Dantes and Christopher Brown and Seth Rogen. Screenplay by Christopher Brown and Seth Rogen. Directed by Stephen Brill. Credits roll.
Don't be detected. Just a drawing of the legendary.
Copyright 2007 by Paramount Pictures Corporation. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Stars form an arch over a distinctive pyramid-like mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company.